The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and
welcome to
Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, hon.
Well, good morning, everyone. How are you today? How are you doing, Carl?
Oh, I'm peachy.
You know, it's really funny. It's because we're together all the time. We, we have our sleep number bed, et cetera. And then we come in and go, how are you today? Just like we're coming in the office, like... Some people think, what, are they sleeping in separate bedrooms? Are they, you know, not that there's a problem with that. But anyway, moving right along, do you have your morning read?
I do. Okay. It is the 31st of May, the last day of May, 7:06 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Christina's there at the helm. And Sue wasn't here this morning because she had a day off. That's why we were running national news.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, she's been working hard. She needs a day off now.
Long day.
I wouldn't know what that's like personally, but other people have lots of days off. What national day is it, Christina?
Today is National Smile Day, and good morning. Happy Friday.
So smile.
Well, you smile.
Oh, no, what I meant
was...
That was
a jab.
Why would you take that personally?
I don't... Well, because...
Would you take that personally?
Because I'm trying to give you a day off.
Here we go. Huh? Well, I have been trying to get a day off.
Yeah.
You've offered it, but things just always come up.
I know, it happens.
Like
then,
today, a hay run.
And volunteering.
Tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow, cleaning up the,
picking
up all the chairs at the rodeo arena,
right.
Starting at 6:30 in the morning. You know, and then Sunday, starting at 8 o'clock, dog training classes.
I know it.
It just goes on and
the
on.
The things
and on.
That we load on our lives, but you know, they make us a better person, speaking of pet of the week, but first let's go to the weather.
That's not Buford. That
today,
not
98 Buford. Degrees. It's going to be hot, increasing clouds tonight, overnight lows of 66. Saturday calls for a high of 93, overnight lows of 63. Sunday, 93, and Monday, 84. So there we go with this drop again on Monday with 20% chance of showers. So enjoy your weekend. Great day to go. Great time to go to the lake. I love this thing that's coming across Facebook about asphalt. Like if you walk your dogs, what it is in the weather and in the air, and then what it is on the asphalt. And I think that's just something that really
it's
should
tremendously
be
tremendously hot. Put your hand on the asphalt. Yeah, put your hand on the asphalt. If it's too hot for your hand, it's too hot.
And
for
it's not even 10 degrees hotter. It's more like 20 to 30 degrees hotter.
Oh, yeah.
Than
yeah.
it is outside. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned. Our friends down in Anderson, the Kinney family, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
A veteran-owned business.
That's right. 365-3793. Of course, now we add on the prefix 530. And speaking of, like, adding on, loving up, and encouraging, it is our partnership with Haven Humane. And good morning, Katrina.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
All right. So you got a little wild one on your hands today.
Yeah, he is full of personality. We're calling him Lego. And he's about 2 years old. Him is a lab mix, but he's definitely on the smaller side. I would say he's just under 50 pounds. So not a very big dog, but he's all black except for a little bit of white on his chest. And he has very expressive ears. You probably heard him saying his opinions in the background a minute ago.
That's okay.
He was wanting my attention, so he was wanting me to play with him and hang out with him.
He's young.
He is.
Yeah.
So he definitely wants, to get out. He wants to run around. He wants to play, all that sort of thing. But even though he's so young, he is really good on the leash, which is a really big plus, especially if you're not, equipped to have a dog that's dragging you around the streets or anything. Very good on the leash. And he does listen pretty well and knows some commands and whatnot. He definitely has a lot of personality and he has a lot of love to give.
Okay. Now, come tomorrow. It's free adoptions.
Yes. So excited. We're doing our adoption event tomorrow. So that's June 1st is that we have, free adoptions, all day. So from 11 to 5, There is no adoption fee for any animal in our shelter.
Oh.
So take advantage of this. And Lexi is, Lego, I mean. Lego is here. He's a cute dog. I mean, he looks like a lab except a little bit of white, just like you said, and he's smaller than a lab.
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously has got, you know, enthusiasm for life.
Yes. We can hear. Very vocal dog.
And, but he likes to be around other dogs. It's more, he wants to be around not male dogs. Is that
yeah,
right?
He seems to enjoy playing with female dogs a lot more. I think he kind of wants to be top dog when he meets another male. So yeah. I'd say if you have a male dog that's just more on the submissive side, they could possibly, you know, get along pretty well.
Yeah, okay.
It just depends. I mean, that's true with all of them, you know. They're not going to like every
true.
Single dog they meet.
Yeah. How long have you been with Haven Humane now?
I have been there 3 years.
And you have been on doing the media side of taking the pet of the week. How long now?
I think about 2.5 years.
Okay. And so what are the challenges? What are the pros and the cons of, well, I don't want to say con because this can't be a con. You're getting animals adopted, which is, you know, very spiritual experience, by the way.
Yeah.
It just opens your heart up on a different level than you would one would imagine. So what would you say the pros would be and some of the drawbacks, if there is one?
Yeah, I would say the pros are it's really nice to get to really promote one of our animals. Obviously, we all who work there, we love the animals we have up for adoption, and we always want to be able to highlight them to people. And sometimes it's hard to do. Like at the shelter, we have so many animals, and it is really special to get to have one to really highlight and also just kind of make it, you know, very about them, which I think is special because there are so many animals that sometimes it's hard to be able to, you know, pick one out of the lineup and really get to show people how great that animal is, especially at the shelter. A lot of times, especially the dogs, they don't necessarily show the best in their kennels. You know, they're excited, they're jumping, they're barking. They don't necessarily show themselves off as being, you know, a house dog, so to speak. You really need to get them out of the kennel. You need to hang out with them. You really need to get a feel for their personality in other ways. I think doing these media runs is really special because I do get to know them a lot better outside of the shelter and get to kind of figure out what they like, what they don't like, what they're comfortable with, what they're not. And I think that's very, very helpful, especially to them, because then, you know, we can tell people, you know, they love going for car rides or, you know, they don't, or they love meeting new people, and I think that's really special, and I think that's a really special opportunity that I get to have, that not a lot of people at the shelter get to have.
Well, you did come in when we saw Buford, we waited for 24 hours, we've been, you know, we thought about it a lot, but we do know, you know, from now we've had the personal experience with Haven and the staff, and that you were the one introduced Buford on the air, so he was in our presence in the studio, and that when we came back and we decided, do we want to make room for this dog because it is a life changer and it's a house changer,
yeah.
You know, and how are we gonna, you know, all that stuff. That you came, two or three of your volunteers came in. I right now the names, but that talked about, you know, an animal behaviorist that works there came in and. Really talk with us about some of his idiosyncrasies in a positive way, you
yeah.
know. And, you know, I mean, after that many days in the shelter, I mean, what are the 333? What does that mean again?
333 is kind of a general rule, I would say, and it's about how long it takes for a dog to fully adjust into your home. And it's kind of just like a general guideline, but essentially it's that it takes them 3 days to, you know, start to decompress from being in a shelter and now being in a home. It takes them 3 weeks to start, you know, learning the routines of the household and what you expect of them. And it takes 3 months for them to fully show you their full personality and who they're going to be. And it's a very helpful tool because, I mean, as you know, when you're adopting a shelter dog, you don't really know what you're getting, so to speak, and it is a big adjustment for your household. And honestly, they just need a little time to mm-hmm. fully, you know,
yeah, it took Buford about 4 days before he was running the house.
Well, he's still learning, you know, it's going to take his time, like not to get up on the furniture. Like
yeah.
that's a big deal to
exactly.
Or maybe you've got one chair. How do you teach a dog you get one chair?
Well, I think it's confusing.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, it's just about the training aspect of it. And and how much energy that dog needs, or any dog needs, like the walk, how much walk. And so I love the fact that you guys really spend time with the families to kind of let them know what you know, what they're going to get, you know, and
yeah.
Nobody really knows until it happens. So thank you for being with us again. Pet of the Week, we have a beautiful
Lego.
Lego who's going to be up for adoption right now.
Right now, and it's free tomorrow down at Haven for one day. Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
all right, we're
going to
take
you.
A quick break, and we're going to come back with Heather Hadwick, who is running for State Assembly.
Every day I spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine, waiting here to find the sign.
This year's Reading Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
This year's Reading Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can call us at 530-605-4567 in the studio hotline. Christina's at the helm. Sue had the morning off, so don't get excited. She's okay. She just gets a morning off now and then. And
oh, nice.
This portion of the show.
That's her three-day weekend.
Yeah, because she worked on Memorial Day with us, with me and Ted. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. It's been in the business 17 years. It's a local board of directors. They have four branches all in the area here, one down in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one down in Anderson. They've won awards for being a really, really, you know, really good small bank. We do business there. We're real happy with Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And we're here with Heather Hadwick.
Good morning.
Good morning. Get in there close. You hit there.
Sorry, I always do that. Good morning.
So let's just...
Who is candidate for Assembly, District 1. It's down to two. Now, after the... you won, like, what, 10 of 12 counties?
9 of 11.
Nine of 11.
I lost two, but I was close. So.
Okay.
But I came on... I was in the top spot.
At the end, that's right. Yeah. So, okay. First of all, I just got to throw this out. What do you think about that, the conviction of Donald Trump?
It is amazing to me that our government has become, our court system has been politicized, and it's just disappointing as an American, you know? And I don't think it's going to hurt him. I think it's going to, I think it's going to make him stronger.
Yesterday, the amount of money being donated crashed the site.
It's
the largest single day donation.
People are mad.
Well, I think they are. And even people who are Democrats are going, you know what? Come on. This isn't fair.
That's a dangerous place to be.
Yeah.
You know?
It is. When you start they could do it to
anyone.
They can, if they do it to Trump, they can do it to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens? So Kamala Harris, if she's running, somebody finds something and then they can, like they did in this case, because the feds did not go after him. It was the state, but they used it to say he was hiding information, which was a federal statute. And then Trey Gowdy, who attended a lot of the court cases,
I like him.
Said they're not going to find him guilty on some of them and innocent on others. He said they're all the same charge. Every one of them was the same charge. So if they find him guilty on one, they're going to find him guilty on all of them. Two lawyers on the jury. Two Republicans on the jury, and those weren't the lawyers. So.
Well, and the amount of money and resources were wasted on this. I mean, we don't have time for witch hunts. We have real problems.
Oh, yes, we do. You know? So, which leads us to the next question. What's going to be, if you win, what will be your priorities?
So I started out with just a handful, and now I have pages. The more people you talk to, and the stories you hear, and we're broken, and we need help. We need a big voice, and for Northern California, because we're so different. And I think that's kind of my focus right now is just educating people in Sacramento, because I'm down there quite a bit now, just building those relationships and. We are different and we live differently. The things that they decide down there affect us differently and they don't understand. We are such a small voice there that they just don't get how we live. So I think a lot of my time is going to be that. I want to bring people up here, show them, you know, why that mileage tax is going to cripple our rural communities, why fire affects us. You know, they don't live it every day.
Well, EVs may work in Sacramento. They don't work up here.
Yeah, as we're getting our PSPS notices for the season, right? And power shut down.
Oh, the power shut down.
They sent out big emails yesterday, and I'm like, how do you think this is going to work, you know, when you're shutting off our power
for all
summer?
In a farming rural, yes.
Yeah.
So I would like, we got about 5 minutes here. In a nutshell, for those who are listening this morning that are driving, who is Heather?
So I am a small town girl. I grew up in Siskiyou County, married my high school sweetheart. We've been married for 20 years. We have two grown boys. We have a farm and a pumpkin patch. So I'm a small business owner. I have skin in the game. I feel like you make decisions differently when you have skin in the game.
You're here.
And I, my bachelor's is in ag science. My master's is in business management and leadership. I am very community minded. I've always been super involved and volunteered almost too much. And then I went into teaching and then emergency management. So now I get the best of both worlds. I work at the County Office of Ed and get to do safety and preparedness for our kids and all of our schools. So I think I have a well-rounded background, and I want to serve. I think this is a good next step to serve. Politics was not my plan. I hate the word politician, and now I can't deny that I am one.
Now you are one.
I am, yeah. And I just think we need more people like you and me in there. Instead of these politicians that that's all they want. That's all they've ever wanted, and they've just moved up the ladder and aren't there for the right reasons. You know, I love where we live, and I feel so blessed to live here, and I want to keep it great. And we need help down there. We need somebody in there with common sense that really cares and understands the whole district, not just pieces of it.
Right. So in the early days, when Brian was first running, we had the Dolly, you know, Brian on. The Dollies ended up becoming, it was Brian, then it turned into both. And so we heard from them through the years about Bieber and their experience about the same thing that, along the lines of what you're sharing this morning about how Sacramento and some of the things that are decided, they don't even have a clue of what's happening with rural.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, people probably are shocked, like, okay, this is like a sidebar, but shocked. This is not about you, but shocked that there's Trump signs in rural America, because they're feeling like maybe the representation is more like we're going to go to work for you, the working person, the, I don't want to say common, but what it is, the backbone of America, the people that give us the grain, the meat, the food, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's exactly it. And the Dollies have been great about bringing people into the district, and I think that's huge. It takes me 5.5 hours to get to Sacramento, and people are blown away down there. And the first thing they say is, like, how do you drive that far? Well, I drive my kid 100 miles to go to the orthodontist. It's just normal. I grew up rural, so it's just something we do. They don't want to drive to Roseville. So, like, they just, it's not part of their every day. So when you're making roads decisions and, talking about mileage tax or talking about gas prices, they don't have the same effect on them. You know, they're not filling up tractors and filling up, you know, a bus to take a kid 4 hours to go to a football game.
Yeah.
You know,
and an electric bus just doesn't hack it.
Yeah.
So,
and it's not -20 there in the winter.
No. Well, you know, the other thing too about the Dollies is, like you said, Brian and Megan reach out, but yet when it came to closing the jail or the prison in Susanville, not one of those people they had reached out to had, you know, thought, well, we ought to mention this to Brian and Megan that we're shutting down, you know, we're getting ready to close down Susanville. And not one person told them. They found out, I think, the same day we did. There was a press release. And, I mean, that would have just been, to me, I mean, the ultimate
scorch.
Ultimate scorch.
I feel like there's a lot of disappointment in Sacramento. I think people disappoint each other. I think we live differently here, and we have a different loyalty and a different, I don't know. Maybe it's a rural thing. Maybe, you know, but so, people treat, they have that respect for each other. We have the conversations, you know.
So what I'm hearing is that you, feel like as a representative that you can go down there and wave the flag.
Yeah.
In a way. You're going to be the flag waver.
Yeah.
And the carrier of bringing people up to this Siskiyou, North State, whatever you want to call it. And what do you call it?
I call it the North State.
Yeah, me too.
And the best district in the state.
And the best district in the state, yeah. And then get people to kind of like, you know, and that's going to be super challenging because people get set.
Mm-hmm.
And they get their, you know, they get their little beans and their little groups. And so to infiltrate that.
Yeah, yeah. And I like people. I genuinely like people. I like talking. I like getting to know them.
You're a teacher. You can feel that. I would love to have had you as a teacher.
Oh, well, thank you. It was some of the greatest years. Now they're all getting big and
fourth grade.
Yeah, I taught fourth in kindergarten and then high school.
I still teach a class, actually.
Yeah, I teach a public safety class at the high school, an elective class. It's like a career pathways class. I started it when I was at the sheriff's office because we couldn't find staff. And you can hire corrections and dispatch at 18. And so we thought, well, we'll tap into this market and kind of grow our own. And it's a great model. We do it for the school, so it helps the school out to give them another elective. And they let me keep it when I left there to go to the county office of ed. So it's been a great program. They hired lots of kids. We do fire law and OES and just bring in speakers, and they get exposed to jobs they might not have been. Because a lot of times they just need to know how to get there. So we hook them up with mentors and give them certificates. And I think that's actually the thing I'm going to miss the most in assembly is that class, because there I have 34 kids in the class this year. And it's fun to get to hang out with kids and see our future, and they're going to be world changers. So
let's hope.
Yes, we need it.
We got to take a break here. We're with Heather Hedwick, who is running for assembly first district. Of course, we always have both sides, both all the people that run is going to be on, so Tanessa will be on at a later date. And you're both going to be back on several times, probably before the election. But this portion of the show, brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. This is the place to go to get your windshield repaired, my friends. He is truly from the old school. He's professional. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. He can fix it. Guarantees his work, and you have no worries after that. You don't take chances with your safety. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. That's Jeff Wurst. Now, if you're not sure, how about bringing your vehicle down for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Welcome back. Good morning. Yeah, Carl and Linda Bott here on this Friday. How are you? This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
Best yes. in the North State.
I think I'm wearing some jewelry from Four Winds Jewelry. We love it. They made our wedding rings. We've been going there for, 16, 17 years? For all your jewelry needs. I love the fact that they've been voted best in the North State. They deserve it. They work so hard.
2 years in a row.
Locally owned, husband and wife team. When you walk in and you think, oh my gosh, I have a loose stone, and they take it in the back, they're not, you know that they're going to give you the stone that was in the ring. When you're coveting something and it's a family heirloom or whatever, you know that you're going to be in good hands. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive here in Reading. Phone number is 530-222-2750. Quickly, at 8:15 this morning, we are going to give away our United States flag from the Flag Center. And last-minute callers, you can call in at 530-605-4565.
Yep.
And we will have our producer standing by to put your call in today as we draw names. This is a beautiful, tough, text, 3x5 foot flag.
Going to be great. We're here with Heather Hadwick, the candidate, one of the candidates for Assembly First District. Megan Daly was fleeting up to Senate. And so Heather Hadwick, Tanessa Audette, won the runoff, and now they're into the general election come November. We asked about your top priorities, and we got into other things. But
always sidetracked a little. Huh? I tend to talk a little bit too much. But so my top priority, fire is a big one for me. I think just because I was the deputy OES director in Modoc for almost 5 years, so I lived and breathed it, and it's affected every county in our district. I mean, if you're not on fire, you're socked in with smoke, or you're, you know, having shelters for other counties. I mean, it's just something that we have to get a hold of, and we have to start managing, and be more proactive. We spend millions and millions of dollars on fire every year, and it's so hard to get into our forests and get things done, you know? So, that definitely will be a priority, especially that recovery piece, because I think that's not understood at all down there. But it's also, even just within the counties, it's hard for people to understand. It's really complex. Every incident's different, but it takes years. And I don't, you know, everybody comes when there's flames, you know, everybody shows up during the danger. And then those communities are left, you know, kind of on their own for years to recover, you know, and they're recovering from that trauma of the incident, but also just economically. And so I think that's something we need to understand better in the North State, because it's every year. It's going to keep happening.
And the thing that I never could understand is, after there's a fire, you can still salvage those trees, but they wouldn't allow them to even salvage trees that are already burnt because you can still use those. And what about pushing for more cogeneration plants? I mean, we've got plenty of brush, and it's counted as a renewable asset, a renewable energy asset. How hard is it to introduce, you know, another six or seven of those up here?
Well, anything when you're dealing with the land has so much red tape. And we need to get back to where we can do projects and let those local forest districts do what they do. They know their area, and their hands are so tied. Most of the time, it's from litigation. They're stuck in litigation.
And it only takes one person to put that out there, or they're an environmental group of two people.
Yeah.
And then I think, doesn't the state pay for part of this or something?
Well, we've let these loud voices of the less than 1% get so powerful, and we're broken now. You know, we've got to get back to where we can do the things that we do best in the North State, and using our natural resources, you know, doing it in a conscious manner. I mean,
sure,
we all want to still live here where we have our forests and we have our lakes, and, you know, have all of, where we live is beautiful. We all want it that way, you know? So, I think some of that's education, but some of it is just being that voice that's actually seen it and been in the fire, and, you know, and then been in the recovery piece. And, you know, when I was a kid, we planted trees all the time. That was a fundraiser. We went out, and the whole class went out and planted trees. You know, you don't see that as much now. But a lot of it is that litigation piece. We have become a country that likes to take people to court and stop their business. And it's not fair. It's not fair to anybody. And it,
okay, so that's number one is fire. What's number two?
So it's hard to number them because I feel like they're all up there. But affordability and mental health. I think there's mental health has that ripple effect, right? So that affects, you know, our schools. Our schools are just – we have so many trauma kids right now. So the teachers have the hardest job in the world right now. I mean, it is hard. They're not supported like they used to be. The behavior issues are more and more. And they don't have the support from the state to be able to do the things they need to do. If they need to discipline them, or they need to bring in resources, you know, to help them, we don't have that, especially in the small schools. And then I think, you know, the mental health piece for homeless and criminals, and, you know, we have to figure this out, because just as a nation, we are crumbling, and that ripple effect of all of that affects every sector.
Well, we have 181,000 homeless, I think was the last count.
Yeah.
And the state of California spent $27 billion, and we're getting more homeless instead of less. Nothing's being built. I mean, right here in Redding, we've built like four or five small places, and we're looking at building another one so we can take like 100 people in there for a daycare center. But $27 billion.
And where are we?
Where did the money go? Why don't they just cut out all of bureaucracy and just cut a check to the homeless every month?
You could have bought all those people a house by now.
They could be living on the beach right now in California if you just took that money.
Yeah.
And you said, okay, you're getting $3,000 a month. There you go. $3,000 a month. Find yourself a place to live, you know, and all that. And, or you can use it all on drugs. I mean, I don't care. It's, you know, that type of thing. But still, I mean, What do you do, and I'm going to give you 3 minutes to think about this, what do you do and say down there to try and you know, come out with a common sense, logical approach that the Democrats, bless their hearts, could understand? We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back.
CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Redding is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your
All right.
Radio. And Linda Botten called
by. Was that a Heavenly Donuts
No, I don't.
Pot?
I did not get a Heavenly Donut today.
Yeah. Well, I see some bags out there.
Well, that's for it's Christina. She's Bogart now.
Oh.
So, now explain to her what Bogarting means afterwards. But
okay.
We're here with Heather Hedrick. Running for state assembly, and the question was, what are you going to tell, what kind of common sense logic are you going to use down there in Sacramento with the Democrats, bless their hearts, to show them that their home, the way they're doing their homeless is wrong, is not working, and there's got to be a different approach.
So I wish there was just one answer, right?
Right.
I think they can walk outside and see it. Everywhere.
Oh,
I mean, it is everywhere. And we have, now it's filtered into these rural areas that didn't have homeless problems, and we have metropolitan problems in rural areas with no resources. But I think fighting to have not siloed funding, you know, they have all these programs. They have no idea what works, what doesn't. And each city is going to be a little, or each, you know, community is going to be a little different what works there. So I think fighting for that, to let the city, you know, give them some homeless money, don't throw programs on them that they don't have the capacity to do or aren't needed because it won't work there. You know, let them decide how that works and what's going to work for them, because it's going to be different. But
what I'd like to see is, okay, so we're going to provide some homeless shelters. The state is going to provide the city of Reading 25 homeless shelters. Here's the shelters. Here's the money. But but these are the ones you put up. And, you know, they're just, generic shelters that will hold two people or whatever. Here's the money for 25 of them. Now you got to find a place to put them. And then do it like that. And instead of saying, oh, we're going to build all these grandiose. No, it doesn't work. It hasn't worked in 3 years.
No.
We
have, 30% of the homeless of the nation? I mean,
yeah, anywhere from 30 to 35, 36%.
Yeah.
I thought it was 50, but it's not, because we've gotten so many homeless now. The cost of living in California is astronomical. The cost of houses, even in Reading, even up Modoc County, it's going up. I shouldn't say even in Modoc County, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all are out there.
Yeah, and that's why we live there, right? It's usually a little cheaper to live rural, and it's not anymore, you know?
Not when, not with the cost of everything from gasoline to hamburgers has gone up like this. And yet they continue to spend money. I mean, again, I'm looking at it logically. Why are we spending billions on this high-speed train? And the latest one, you've seen this, is you can walk the whole length of the train track in 5 minutes. That's been built over the last, 10 years?
Well, I think the waste is just astronomical. Oh. And who's calling them out on it, right? We need to be able to explain it to the people where their money goes. That's important. That trust, we've lost the trust of the government. And to not have that trust in your government is a dangerous place to be. So we want people to come out and vote. We want people to do all these things and participate in their government, but they don't trust it and they don't want anything to do with it.
Well, you know, I think it was, I forget which senator it was, and they called it the Golden Fleece. Maybe it's Paul, but the Golden Fleece Award. And he comes out with 10 programs that is just totally boondoggle money, pork, and all that. To see that somebody do that in California. These are 10 programs that we're spending millions of dollars on, and we have no idea. You know, there's no parameters of judging it or seeing it if it works.
Well, and go back through and audit that. Like, they have the data. They make them, usually, when they give this funding. They make them keep the data. They make them see how many people are served. They obviously don't want us to see that data because they're failing, miserably failing. And I think we just don't – we're living it every day, and I think it's become our normal, and we have to get more upset about it. We have to get louder. I was in the Midwest for a rural school summit, and – I was shocked at how normal homeless people have become in my everyday. They don't have them. You walk around and the streets are clean and they don't have as much crime. We rarely saw law enforcement. Like, it just, it's a different way of life out there. My son's out there in college and he's the same thing. Like, it just, plus you can buy a steak dinner for like $12, which is crazy. But, it's, gas was $2.59 and the Uber guy was complaining about it and I'm like, I don't even remember the last time gas was $3, let alone $2.
Yeah, and now we're real happy if you find gas that's $4.07.
Right?
You know, you tell your friends, going down, it's $4.07. I mean, that's how bad it is. Over the last four years.
I paid $5.39 yesterday in Alturas.
Oh, in Alturas.
Yeah, it's always right around $5.
Like, oh, yeah.
And we've gotten okay with it, which is unacceptable. But I think until we start getting louder as a group in the North State, we're not gonna get anywhere. And maybe we won't down there. I mean, we're the super minority. But I think it's educating people and standing up for what we believe in because we know it's right and we want to keep the way we live. We love our quality of life. We need to protect it.
I think that, as you've been talking, Heather, I've been thinking about, and I know that Brian's talked about this before, but I think even more so is caravanning, and then you don't even know what are the rules and regulations of what you can and you can't do. I mean, caravanning, once a month, a group of whatever their titles are, bring them up to Alturas, Cedarville, you know, stops along the way, and here, we have, you know, from the time we get to Bernie up, and again, the Bernie Falls, and just have people experience a taste of, and the economy, and the education, Devil's Garden, whatever it is, you know, the programs that are, that, and how much the economy up there filters out to the rest of California, the rest of the country, as well as, you know, what you need. I think the visual aspect of it is so important.
I think so, too. And just understanding how large California is and how, I mean, it's so big. When I'm in Sacramento, it's hard for them to believe that you can drive 5 hours and still be in California because most of them have never been here. They have no idea. I tell them where MODOK is. They have no idea. Like, They don't get it. So until they see it and they drive from Redding to Alturas and there's no fast food for 3 hours, like that blows their mind because it's every corner where they live.
Yeah,
you know?
The McDonald's and Bernie shut down.
I know. It's the only place. I mean, that if you're like, so we attend a lot of sports games. Our kids are in high school and, that's the only stop. Like, and I actually had McDonald's gave me some money for my campaign, and he's like, "I think you're the only McDonald's we've ever had close in a district."
Like, yeah. Wow.
But it's
and why did they?
It was right around that minimum wage.
Oh,
hike.
Okay.
So
all right.
I don't know.
We've only
got
2 minutes. Okay. Mark Mazzano came out and threw his support behind you.
Yes, and, I'm so grateful. You really get to know people on a campaign trail. You know, so I used to tease them that I see them more than my family.
And Mark won Shasta County.
He did, yeah.
So we got like a minute and a half for your final thoughts here.
So I'm excited to run. I wish the campaign could just be over and I could get to work because that's just who I am. I like to do, not just talk about things. But I think that I have the background that the district needs, and I grew up here. I'm a proud product of the district, and I want to be that voice. I want to protect how we live, and I want to be that voice for Northern California. So you can learn more about me at votehadwick.com. That's my website. We have a lot of momentum right now, so I'm looking forward to it. Brian Daly and Megan Daly have both endorsed me. I got the California Professional Firefighters endorsement, Cal Fire Local. I just got the California Highway Patrolmen's Association
Yay.
Endorsement. So I am very excited to – I really wanted to be that public safety candidate, so I'm very excited to have their backing. And I just want to help make Northern California great again.
Fantastic.
Okay, so
thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
So your website is?
VoteHadwick.com.
Okay, and you're on your way where?
I have meetings all day with people, so from small businesses to the chamber to...
Here in Reading?
Yes.
All right.
So when I, because I got to make a trip, you know, yes, 3 hours
absolutely.
To get here. So when I come,
man.
They book me. And then a Costco run, because I also live in the middle of nowhere, so you got to hit Costco.
I get it.
I bet your Costco run is astronomical.
Yeah, it's. I have teenagers so and they're friends, so it's about... It's. I can't go in there for less than $800 anymore, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah.
So...
And do you get a hot dog while you're there?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay.
or an ice cream. I go back and forth.
Okay. Yeah.
All
right.
Heather.
Thanks
Thank
a lot,
you.
Heather.
Thank
and,
you for having me.
And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. We are about to hear from former President Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is in New York.
The former president will make public statements at Trump Tower following yesterday's unanimous guilty verdict by 12 jurors in his criminal trial. He already expressed his feelings when he left the courtroom.
We will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over.
Trump maintained that he's a very innocent man and rallied supporters in online fundraising appeals last night with the vow to never surrender. Greg Clugston, New York.
While he has been convicted of all 34 felony counts, Mr. Trump says the ultimate verdict has yet to be delivered.
The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people.
And it doesn't seem that this verdict will change many minds among Trump supporters and detractors.
I hope this turns the tide and more people realize that he should not be allowed to be president again.
I have real reservations on voting for a convicted felon. But I don't believe he's a convicted felon. I believe it'll be overturned. I believe the charges brought against him were misdemeanors and should have been pursued as such, but was not. And there's nothing I can do about that. But of the choices I have available to me, he will be my vote.
The Biden team saying the guilty verdict proves that no one is above the law. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia exiting the Democrat Party, registering as an independent. Manchin says both parties are leaving their constituents behind for partisan extremism while jeopardizing our democracy. The Texas Supreme Court rejecting a challenge to an abortion ban, a challenge brought by women who say their health was put at risk during their pregnancies. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 46 points, while the Nasdaq 162 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
The New York Times, owner of the hit game Wordle, has filed suit against attempts to register a game with a very similar name. It was created as a hobby by a Seattle man.
Wordle became popular in 2022, and the New York Times acquired the word game for a seven-figure sum. One of its millions of players was Corey McDonald, a software developer in Seattle who was inspired to set up Wordle in his spare time. Mr. McDonald says that while the name is no coincidence, there are many other similar-sounding games out there, such as Hurdle, Nerdle and Quaddle. But the New York Times is opposing his attempt to register Wordle. He says he'll fight the legal opposition and hopes it could set a precedent for others in future.
That's a BBC Zoe Kleinman. The French Interior Minister says French authorities in New Caledonia regained full control of the Pacific Territory's capital after 2 weeks of unrest left 7 people dead. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Another of those anti-Israel encampments is no more.
This time at Wayne State University in Detroit, just 2 days after the school suspended in-person classes and encouraged staff to work remotely. Television footage showed campus and Detroit police in riot gear tearing down fencing early Thursday. At least a dozen people were arrested. President Kimberly Andrews Espy says the camp posed health and safety issues. Meanwhile, more than 100 graduates walked out of a commencement ceremony Thursday at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology near Boston. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
The Labor Department accusing Hyundai and two other companies with plants in Alabama of violating child labor laws. A complaint filed this week follows an investigation by the department's Wage and Hour Division. It claims to have found a 13-year-old working on an assembly line in a plant that manufactures auto body parts. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 31st of May, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's at the helm and Linda's here, but is Susan on the line?
Yes, she is. Oh. Oh, well, good morning, and let's welcome Susan from Stifel Investments. She is First Vice President of Investments, and what's happening on Wall Street, Susan?
Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are starting out mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 39 points at 38,149. The S&P 500 is off 23 points at 5,212. The NASDAQ Composite is losing 180 points at 16,556. Active stocks this morning, Dell down $36 a share at $133.75, Tesla down $2.69, Trane at $176.09, NIO off 2 pennies at $5.39 per share, and the Gap up $5.34, trading at $27.85. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 4.49%. Over to commodities, gold is down $7 an ounce at $2,338, silver price at $31 an ounce, and crude oil is maintaining $77 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan, I have to ask, the trial, the verdict, what kind of impact can that have on Wall Street, or even will it?
I think that right now, the market's just maintained. It needs a timeout because it has gone up so high.
Yeah.
And then when we get towards the election is when we can see market activity.
Okay, that's when you'll see it get more. Yeah.
We'll see more. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right now it's just holding.
Holding.
Anyway, everyone have a great weekend. I'm better now.
Oh, I'm so glad. I can hear it in your voice, and that was so sweet when you posted somebody who sent you a care package with all these like wonderful teas and honeys and stuff, right?
And the chicken noodle soup.
Okay. Somebody said, I love that brand. Okay, cool. Oh, thanks.
Thank
I'm so glad you're better, honey. All right, take care.
Okay, Christina, what national day is it today? Now that you went over it because we didn't say anything.
Happy Friday for the last hour, and today is National Smile Day.
Oh, that's right, National Smile Day.
That's great.
Okay, we can do that. Okay, let's all smile.
Yeah.
Okay,
smile.
Christina, let me
we
see
just
you.
Took a picture with Heather. See. I like her.
Christina, let's see. Smile. Okay,
yeah,
we're all
yeah.
smiling. Hey, I've got some things that are interesting. I was reading an article today, and why are there so many junk fees? You know what a junk fee is?
No.
That's when those things are added on to your bill.
Okay.
Here's an example. They're getting very creative.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And this one lady, a tour operator, found a $30 per day urban fee on her Los Angeles hotel bill. The bill covers a daily newspaper, phone calls, and a free internet.
Mm.
Okay, things that, they advertise, free internet. So one of them was the 3% transaction fee, you know, for credit cards. He says, well, I'm paying in cash. That's, you can pay in cash, but you're still going to get the fee because it's not waivable. The other one was this retired CEO company found a $2 surcharge at a hamburger restaurant. No one could tell him what it was for or whether it was mandatory. He said, I paid it, but I let him know fees are bad for business. Another guy got hit with a fee, and he goes, and it was a $2 beef surcharge. He said, I ordered chicken. Yes, but that's on there. And he goes, he goes, well, I'm not paying it. And I'm, you know what? When I run into a thief, I just walk away. So they waived that. But here's the interesting part about this article. And they talk about why there's so many junk fees. It's because it's very profitable for organizations. It's like airlines, right? Airlines will give you, will quote you a fee, but then they add on luggage and internet, you know, all that stuff.
VRBO.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about, but VRBO is also. But see, they add on, like, what was it? Spirit Airlines. This is how much it costs to fly. However, let me finish this thought. Christina's raising her hand. She has something to say. This is how much it costs to fly. But then it's $25 to take a bag on to the plane and $20 to put it underneath the, you know, in the luggage. So you get added on to all of these. So, Christina, do you have a comment about that?
Unfortunately, yes, about this fees. It's really painful, and since I'm trying to see my family in August, if you're going through like VPN and Ukrainian websites to buy tickets, you can avoid all those fees like through like Ukrainian service, you know?
Oh.
Yes. And also about those fees, what I was thinking to ask. So since I'm having a small travel to San Francisco, it looks like all hotels and all places for to stay, they charge you $60 fees. Just for a local hotel that's located in San Francisco in the town.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And then it used to be free parking, and then now you're paying for parking everywhere.
No, they're not. Even if you're paying, they put like a big big letters that they're not responsible for your car anymore.
Right.
No, it's really tough. It's become so expensive, and I know that, you know, we get these comps, you know, from the Row in Reno, and that, you know, that's through Caesars. Well, guess what? You know, they give you, you know, you can get two or three.
Quote, free room.
Yeah. But it's not, because even though that could be reasonable, it's gas to get there, first of all. But I think it's
$40. $35 to $40 resort fee.
Resort fee.
Yeah. And what's that? Well, resort fee is, I don't know if that's your TOT, your, you know, your traveler's type of tax, you know, tax on traveling or whatever, that, you know, the bed fees, but it's still $35 and sometimes more. Now, the other thing about this article that was very interesting to me, you know, it says read the fine print, you know, do all these things, try and pick businesses, you know, that don't have these. Here's the most, but here's the interesting part, down at the end of it. This is what's written at the end of it. The key points at the top of this article were created with the assistance of artificial intelligence and reviewed by a journalist before publication. No other parts of the article were generated using AI. It's the first time I've read that. Now, it doesn't mean that, you know, they're out there all the time. So how much of an article is written through AI? So if I, like we do our radio commercials, I'll go to chat, GPX or T or whatever it is. I'll throw out the subject. Say I need a 30-second radio commercial, and 2 seconds later it blips it out. And you got to read it. Make sure it's not making up weird stuff. But most of the time it's just very accurate. For me. I'm talking about for me, Christina. For me, Christine's in there shaking her head no, but yes, for me it is.
But you have to correct it.
There may be a couple words I want to change.
But you don't just automatically put it on.
I remember a record search site telling me years ago that a lot of the sports stories are just generated without a writer because it's mainly statistics and it's very factual. You don't have to think about it. In the first inning, this happened and all that. But many of the sports stories were generated by AI. So why are you disagreeing with me, young lady? You were shaking your head no. No.
Oh, yes. Thing is, like, because I'm working with ads, and we have a lot of different texts that we're going through, and since the ChatGPT arrived in AI, I have to mention that all this text looks the same. And, like, a lot of, like, words, and since, like, ChatGPT is, like, one source, and they use, like, a lot of different articles, you can see how it's using, like, a lot of different, like, a lot of similar...
words?
Not even words, like, how they put sentences together.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, the ads look the same for different companies.
Okay.
So
well, AI is dangerous in the sense of it is easy to use, but you've got to really check it because it will make stuff up.
And then you ask yourself when you look at, I don't care what is written, say it's a speech, is the heartbeat in the speech? Because it's mechanical, any way you look at it. It's mechanical.
It's a computer, and they can't write with empathy. That's
why people have speech writers, right? Human beings. Got to take a break.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They're having a healthcare hiring event. It's going to be walk-in Wednesday on June 12th. Be the heart of community health at Shasta Regional Medical Center is seeking talented healthcare professionals to join their growing team. Apply now to be part of their community hospital's mission to provide quality patient-centered care. So, it's going to be a walk-in Wednesday hiring event, same-day interviews and offers. It's going to be happening at the hospital at 1100 Butte Street. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., hiring RNs, LVNs, CNAs, and other clinical, non-clinical professions. Questions? Contact Human Resources at 530-244-5150. Learn about the $30,000 RN bonus. All this, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Be a part of a great team. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosz, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest. for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Your gift keeps on giving. What is this I'm feeling? If you want to leave, I'm with it.
Welcome and good back. Morning. We wanted to wait for that.
Your turn.
I don't know. That's kind of
your
a really
turn.
Cool groove.
Your turn.
Is that... Wait. It's not Earth, Wind, and Fire.
It's Daft Punk.
Oh, cool, because it sounded a little bit like the harmony was so Earth, Wind, and Fire. I bet you that was their inspiration anyway. Yeah.
Hey, do you remember the Dixie Fire? How could we forget that? In 2021, burned 980,000 acres, one person killed, massive loss. Well, if you remember, there was a guy that they arrested for arson. He was setting fires in the Shasta Trinity Lassen National Forest. He was setting fires behind the firefighters, kind of like trapping them there. He was a professor, a criminal justice professor at a couple universities. His name is, I'm not going to say his name. He pled guilty. A federal judge sentenced him to 5 years and 3 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release, plus he has to pay $13,000 in restitution for 3 counts of arson. Frankly, that's not enough. He intentionally made a dangerous situation more perilous by setting some of his fires behind the men and women fighting the Dixie Fire, potentially cutting off any chance of escape. Now, he may not have known that. It doesn't make any difference. Here's one of the largest fires in California history. And this ass was setting fires to make it worse. 5 years.
See, to me,
it should be 5 years for every count.
I know.
If they want to put, they could put Trump in prison for 4 years per every count to make it 127 years in prison for Trump. And this arsonist who could have killed people, and thank God he didn't, gets 5 years.
Where are the attorneys? This is my feeling,
yeah.
And I don't know.
Second largest.
Where are
fire.
The attorneys? That will change that if you start a fire, it's more than arsony. When you start a fire, it's a form of terrorism.
It is a form of terrorism.
It's a terrorism because your people are going to PTSD. Houses are ruined. People's
lives
are at stake. A town is turned upside down. Like worse than a tornado.
Anyway, but they got
it's,
him.
It's
but
terrorism.
It.
A human being is creating it.
Yeah.
5 years? I mean, I'm sorry. I live.
Now,
he didn't
start the fire. He just started other fires within the fire.
I don't care.
Fire, I know that. I'm agreeing with you. It consumed 963,000 acres, destroyed 1,311 structures, and killed one person. So, and then this guy was sent. Now, there's that other woman. They're still trying to figure out if she's sane. She said she was out there drinking bear urine.
Oh, my God.
You remember that one?
Yeah.
I think she was a professor, too, which is indicative of our educational system. Two professors. One's drinking bear urine. The other one is a criminal justice one is setting, you know. Okay. Now, it's a bad news. Bad news here. The Hilltop Diner is closing.
Well,
it just opened not too long ago.
Didn't that used to be
Applebee's? No, Marie Callender's.
Marie Callender's?
Yeah, it's just shutting down. Yeah.
Isn't that Joe Wong's place?
That's what I thought. But
somebody can maybe let us know.
Well, why is it? Well, it was part of Joe's company. And why is it closing? No, there's just a lot of competition.
Maybe that's the big minimum wage going up.
Minimum wage, and there's lots of competition out there. It's tough. It's tough out there. And Hulu is going to release a series.
Oh.
On Reading kidnapping hoaxer Sherry Papini. Yes. It's going to air in June. And, the streaming service plans to release a three-part series on Reading mother, Sherry Papini, who in 2016, gosh, it's been that long ago, faked her own kidnapping and eventually sent to prison for lying to the FBI about the crime and defrauding the federal government, Shasta County Sheriff's Office, and others out of more than $300,000. And it's called this, The Perfect Wife, : The Mysterious Disappearance of Sherry Papini, The Perfect Wife. Anyway. You know, the sheriff's office, Pasinko. When you're offline with Pasinko, what do you think? He goes, well, this is really, he says, this is sketchy. This is so sketchy.
That's all he said.
That's all we can say he said,
because very...
I can say it now because it's 8 years later, and it's all been, everybody knows the story, she disappeared, and then they found her bound in chains and telling law enforcement she'd been kidnapped by two Hispanic women. She also claimed to be beaten and branded by the captors. Turns out she was with her ex-boyfriend for the whole time. And, of course, she's now divorced. She doesn't have, I think she can visit the kids, but she doesn't have, shared custody or anything. And now they're going to, it says, the unprecedented access to Sherry's family and friends, as well as investigators who struggled for 6 years to solve the mystery of her disappearance. She wasn't gone for 6 years. What is this? As well as investigators who struggled for 6 years to solve the mystery of her disappearance. She wasn't gone 6 years. I mean, why was it 6 years? I mean, I know. It's because they investigated it, and that's when, they were investigating this and before they brought charges. Explores the jaw-dropping revelations of a relationship that wasn't what it seemed. And then they got a great picture of Tom Pasinko out there holding a press conference in 2016. She was charged with lying to the FBI and defrauding the federal and state government out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. She was sentenced to federal court to 18 months in prison, but served less than a year. She was also ordered to repay the money she received. And, of course, how does she do that unless they're paying for this? And as we know, Papini and her husband divorced, with her husband receiving sole custody of the two children. And, of course, he was immediately a suspect when you have a wife disappear. Or her husband disappeared. The first thing you look at is the spouse. But after a short period of time, they said, no, he's not a person of interest in this case. And he wasn't. The thing that gets me is this guy that she's living with down there in Southern California. I mean, it's on every show. I mean, it's everything. I mean, the blonde mother of two, the perfect wife, disappears while jogging. Right?
Right. You think he should go to jail because he harbored a criminal, and anybody who hung out with them should also be
Well, I mean,
I don't know. I mean, they had to know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's so and so. She's escaping.
Doesn't she look like the one? Doesn't she look like that girl? They've got a picture on the television and newspapers everywhere.
Did she make up her name when she went out in public and went to a restaurant?
Did she wear wigs? I mean, there's ways. Well, yeah. Here's the other thing.
Maybe that'll be in the series.
Let me tell you. If you're not okay, this happens to me. It may happen to you. I don't know if it happens to our listeners, but if you see somebody and you're used to them. And a certain thing, like Brian Barner, I see him in his uniform all the time. Saw him at the rodeo, and I had to look twice. He's wearing a cowboy hat, and right. You know, and all that. I had to look twice because that is not the way my mind recognizes
right.
him. And a lot of times we run into people, and they're in a completely different setting.
Right.
And you don't recognize them. And, you know, I mean, people have done that to me. And so it's you put a cowboy hat on. And a pair of sunglasses. I mean, that's a disguise.
I know, but do you think I'm going to just segue right into this? You think Trump is going to be in a prison?
No.
In an orange suit?
No.
Donald Trump is the first former president convicted of a U.S. crime in U.S. history, but it won't stop him from running for president again. His conviction on Thursday does not bar him from seeking a return to the Oval Office. In the meantime, even if it's possible, sentences make that more difficult. 12 Manhattan jurors found Trump guilty on 34 counts of falsifying business records after prosecutors showed he covered up reimbursements to his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. Cohen paid porn star Stormy Daniels $130,000 to stay quiet about alleged sexual affair ahead of his 2016 election. Trump denied
taking part. Everybody knew about it. It was in every newspaper and major news media. It was all over. Everybody knew about this. So I don't see how they could say it could, you know, it could have changed the political landscape. No. How could it? Everybody knew about it. Everybody knew that she was accusing him of it. Everybody knows that he denied it. He still denies it. Time for a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypher Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It was founded in 1960. They've been giving great haircuts since the day they opened. I've been going there for 17 years, and I've never had a bad haircut. It's a great place. It's a better-known business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I make an appointment at 530-244-9478. Everybody can make appointments, so it works on your schedule, but just it's a good place. It's not a salon, my friends. This is not a hair salon. This is a barbershop and one of the very best. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
From the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott and Christina at the helm in there.
Christina has great taste in music. She, you know, I don't know if you like appreciate like our different tastes of our producers and what they bring, how they bring us in, they bring us out, and they search for music. While this is not like a playlist.
Yeah,
they look and attack, you know, there's a talent
and
to
they,
that.
And they tie it into a lot of times to the things we're talking about. Like David Wiley, who is our new producer, he's bringing in a new sense of music.
Mm-hmm.
And was on last night when Ted Leidy and I were talking about on Man Up. We did a special Man Up for last night because he and I totally confused the month up.
Mm.
So we did it last night. But and he and I whined about the Trump verdict for 30 minutes on the show. We did. We were whinging. Oh, man. Oh. Okay. So, what was Trump convicted of? You ready? He did. Not only did Trump falsify the business records relating to alleged hush money payments, but he did so in furtherance of another crime, conspiracy to promote or prevent an election. Bragg's allegation that Trump falsified records to cover up an additional crime elevated it to a felony what otherwise would have been misdemeanor charges. One attorney said, in 45 years of practicing criminal law in New York, he and his law partners have never seen a case like this. This is the most absurd, obscene case we've seen anybody try to get convicted of. And for this case against the former president of the United States puts it way over the top. Any citizen, anybody should never be charged with these kinds of crimes. So what happens now? Trump can still run for president. But what that's going to look like depends on his sentencing, which is on July 11th, 4 days before the Republican convention. An appeal could take months or even years to resolve, and an appellate court could decide whether to stay any sentence or conditions pending an appeal. So if the judge, who already people are saying this is going to be an investigation of the judge, too. Yeah, but you know what?
maybe it won't. It's New York.
July 11th. He's be sentenced July 11th.
4 days before the Republican convention. Now, an appeals court could say, okay, we're going to stay this until it reaches the final one. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to impose anything. But what can be imposed on him? Trump has been released on his own recognizance. How do you, it's going to be hard for him to disappear, and I don't think he will. That before sentencing, the former president would have to meet with a probation officer for an interview to create a pre-sentencing report for the judge. The report, which can take 6 to 8 weeks to complete, can include a short biography of Trump and a recommended sentence. It would be sent to all parties, and the defense would have an opportunity to suggest its own sentencing terms. Judge Mershon, would not be bound by the sentencing report, as we know. However, probation officers are located through New York, but Gelarmino guessed that authorities would make special arrangements for Trump so the former president is not waiting for hours in a lobby with other convicts. Trump, like any other convict, would have to abide by certain rules as he awaits sentencing, including that he must admit guilt to the probation officer. When my clients have to meet with a probation officer, what the judges will tell you is you have to do three things. You have to stay out of trouble, you have to not get rearrested, and you have to tell the truth to the probation officer, meaning they ask you about the incident. And every one of my clients goes in, and I always tell them, just say to the probation officer you agree what's on record, because you have to admit guilt. If a convict found guilty by a jury of his peers to not admit guilt, the judge will take that into account as an aggravating factor in sentencing. Now, I don't see Trump saying I'm guilty. He could say the court found me guilty. I do not believe I was guilty of anything wrong. I don't know. If Trump is sentenced, the mayor said the city's Department of Correction in the Rikers Island facility are ready to receive him. Now, Trump's also entitled to Secret Service protection. I just don't think Trump's going to be in the general pop there. I mean, for some reason, I just don't think he's going to be in the general pop. Because if he is, they're going to double the Secret Service, and they're going to be armed up. So that's, you're not going to see that happen. I don't think you're going to see it happen, but I didn't think that this trial would happen either. Another option is for Trump to be placed in home confinement at Mar-a-Lago, his Florida residence. I could see that. But this would severely restrict Trump's ability to campaign for the White House. A defendant basically cannot leave their residence unless they have to meet with doctors or an attorney. Traveling would be off limits as well, which would be a tremendous form of election interference due to the fact that President Trump needs to campaign in different states. The third option is probation. In this case, the probation officer signed would exert great power. Trump would have to request permission to travel out of state, for example, which would greatly hinder his ability to campaign. He would also be subject to searches, surprise visits, and be forced to attend meetings at any time. There's absolutely a risk, according to this lawyer, who's obviously a Trump fan, that a politically motivated probation officer could abuse his or her power over Trump to keep him from campaigning. And they tend to be Democrats, at least in New York. Okay.
All right, so this
That's where, I mean, he could be put in. But see, the thing is, they put him on home arrest at Mar-a-Lago. What he could do is, fine, we're going to have rallies.
Right, and I'm going to do right here.
What about debates? Oh, I can't wait for this first debate in June, because Biden's going to, how many times is Biden going to say, convicted felon, convicted felon, convicted felon?
Well, yesterday on CNN, following the announcement of the guilty verdict.
CNN.
I want you to be surprised about this.
Okay.
After the announcement of the guilty verdict of former President Donald Trump on 34 counts, a senior political contributor, Scott Jennings, predicted it would favor Republicans in the election cycle. According to the former Bush administration official, the verdict would massively backfire on Democrats by galvanizing Republican support and encouraging fundraising. He said, well, if my phone and the text messages I'm receiving are any indication, every Republican in the country is madder in a wet hen, he said.
A wet hen.
Yep. I mean, people who are decidedly non-MAGA not Trump fans are blowing up tonight saying his case never should have been brought. This is a ridiculous, these are ridiculous charges. It was egregious use of criminal justice system. And I mean, I'm hearing people say, I had no intention of voting for Donald Trump and now I am. And then if you ask the Trump campaign, what's happening now? I think this is, and I, what we're talking about, artificial AI, because all the words are completely like, this is, doesn't even, yeah. But anyway, we're getting the joke.
Well,
you know,
it crashed the servers of,
exactly.
of because of so much money coming in. It set a one-day record.
Yes. It crashed the site.
Yeah, it crashed the site. Their servers there.
Because people are ticked. They're ticked off. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Hey, speaking of, are you going to stand up? Do you still want to fly your flag? It was Memorial Day. And one of the things I have learned by being... I don't know why I didn't know this before, but by being married to Carl, who was in the service for 33 years, is you don't say Happy Memorial Day. Because what you're doing, Memorial is a day to observe. Honor those who have fallen. So it's not
Merry Christmas.
It's not Merry Christmas. And so I learned that because we always say, but the flag is flying usually at half mast, but you fly your flags in memory of. But if you... are interested in a flag, and for those of you who have called here, because we do partner with the Flag Center, they bring in a couple flags, and we have gotten away from this with holidays and stuff like that, but what we're going to do, and of course the 4th of July is just around the corner, we're going to be giving away right now. I'm just going to pull it, because usually I've got a guest or something here, and I'll pull it, but we have an envelope here of people who have called in the past. We are going to ask that next Friday we're going to do this as well for you to go to our Facebook page and or call in to Christina so you can get one of these great flags. They're really good quality. And so let's see. Hudson, you've won that flag. I'm going to call you and you can come get it at the station.
All
right. That's been, you know, we don't discard the numbers that have been in there because we've been doing this a couple months now.
Yeah, we just keep adding numbers to it and then we pull one out. Okay, time to take a break and we'll be right back.
Was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste.
taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This year's Redding Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Hey, you know what? This is a big election this year, and I hope that, you know, I know people say I can't vote for either one of them. Okay. But get out and vote. This is a huge election. I think that our country, frankly, deserves better than either one of them, but that's who we have. So it's going to be is to find out who to vote for and when. Not when, we all know when. But if you're not sure, research it. Find out the things that they stand for, really stand for. I'd like to make an announcement today for a guy I know and thought a lot of. His name's Pete Peters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Pete Peters will be buried today at the Igo Veterans Cemetery at 11 a.m. Yeah, he's a veteran with the Air Force. He's an asphalt cowboy. He was president of the Redding Rodeo Association also, and a former border supervisors, Shasta border supervisors. And he had a radio show on another station called Freedman Action, and also an attorney helping elderly people. Now, I talked to Pete one time. Forgive me, other radio stations, said, Pete, you belong over here. And he goes, yeah. He says, but, you know, I've been with them. And Pete's loyal. So Pete Peters was quite the guy, a man to admire. And he's going from Allen and Dahl, I think, at 9:30. They're doing the procession up there. But 11 o'clock is going to be the services for Pete Peters. So if you can make it up there, please do so. Now, Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you for announcing that again, because people need to remember, you know, that Pete Peter was, you know, one of the good guys.
He was. You know what? He was one of the good guys.
A real gentleman.
A real gentleman. And, you know, just a good guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he was. So,
and he fought his disease very courageously. Nobody really knew about it.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of a surprise to a lot of people that he had passed. And but he
yeah.
Anyway,
He went quick.
He did.
Yeah, no, and the reason I was calling you, I'm listening to you talking about Donald Trump, you know, and all the things that's happening to him. And I'm, you know, it's pretty sad that it's, you know, what's happening to him. And it doesn't just happen to him. It's happening to everybody. As you know, I have been saying it for a long time. You know, it happened to me and I'm innocent. It doesn't matter if you're innocent. If they don't like you, if you're doing something right, they're going to come after you and they're going to find a way. And that's the bottom line. We better expect the worst to come because of all the followers that Donald Trump has, and everybody going to be going crazy out there.
This is going to be a nasty election. Just stand by. I mean, it's already nasty already, but I mean, I think we're going to see new lows in this election, and just stand by for it. I mean, Trump's going to become the candidate, and you're going to see the term convicted felon everywhere, and just like you're going to see the term senile, incontinent, all these other things for Biden.
It's terrible, you know, because especially, you know, like I said, when you're innocent, no one should say okay because you're saying I could go to prison for 3-4 years. You should never admit something you never did, even though if you go to prison 3 to 4 years or whatever. But if you, as soon as you give that up and saying that you're guilty, okay, you take less, you know, sentences or whatever, then that's really kind of like you lose everything, especially if you're innocent. Just, you know, nobody should settle because you're afraid of what's going to happen.
Yeah, you're right. Got to fight. So, thanks, Dolores. Thanks for the phone call.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Hey, just so you know, is the number of illegals, or you can call them undocumented migrants, or you can call them visitors to the United States, you can call them tourists without visas. I mean, wait, but they're illegals. Now living in the United States appears to more than have doubled in the past 3 years. Let me see. What happened in the last 3 years? Oh, Joe Biden. Bless his heart. Since the start of 2021, U.S. Customs and Border Protection reports that 9.6 million illegals have been encountered, with another 1.7 million estimated gotaways, bringing the total to 11.3 million illegals. Around 10.2 million were estimated to live in the United States at the end of 2020. That's a lot of people that have come across the border. He undid, of course, several executive orders put in place by the Trump administration, and Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas insists it's part of a global change in mass migration. But he also said that, that's interesting, right in the middle of that article, an ad came up.
Flash
ad came up and just wipes out everything.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, the reality is, he said, amidst plenty of people are taking advantage of the overwhelmed system. The reality is, Mayorkas said, that some people do intend to game the system. That does not speak to everyone whom we encounter, but there's an element in there, and we try to deal with that.
Do you like
what? Doubled in 3 years. Okay. Think about that. I mean, and this is on the... next to the economy, which Biden's administration just says, well, Americans just don't understand. They just don't understand how good the economy is. Really? When you go to, you know, every time you buy something, it's more money. I mean, and inflation, it's killing people, and people can't find places to live. All of this. I mean, the homeless problem has gotten worse. Why? Because there's no place to live in many cases. I mean, it doesn't take a great deal of G2 intel to figure out what's going on.
So do you like, this is a segue, I'm changing the subject. Do you like watching the Scripps National Spelling Bee? Have you ever watched
it? Frankly, I've never watched it. I watched the end of it where they bring out the kid that, you know, that spells a word with 26 letters in it and it's perfect. Yeah.
Okay, so Bruhat Soma. $50,000 is what they get, but they get 90 seconds, and it's very interesting because I was reading this article on this kid. I think he's 12, but he said, that the way he does it is that he types out with his left hand what he thinks the word is. He's got 90 seconds.
Uh-huh.
See, and there's like, there was one kid that was 20 words, and then he got 22 words.
Okay.
And so the word was, and I have no idea, I wish you could explain what it is. So I don't know if they do the meaning of the word.
But they can ask for they can do that. They buy themselves time. What they'll say is, what is the definition of this word? And while they give the definition, for these kids who are so bright, that tells them sometimes it's maybe based in Latin or whatever.
Right. Okay, so the word is N-I-C-U-R-I. And I guess that's Nicuri. Or maybe it's Nasuri. I don't know.
That was the final word?
Yes. And then so to force the spell off after Soma correctly spelled Dana.
Dana.
D-A-E-N-A.
Oh.
So that could be Dana, but I don't know again what origin that would be.
Well, so they give the definition of it, so he got it. And then the last one was Nicoa?
It was Nicuri. It said, with the spell off, there's no official winning word. Zeki spelled Nicuri to force the spell off. So, in other words, if you get the word correct, how many do you get correct in a row?
Right.
So whoever gets the most, one was 22. Anyway, just
so they had
it wasn't like,
got 20, and then they had to spell off, and he got 22.
And he got 22, something
what
like
did
that.
I wonder what the loser, I shouldn't say that. I wonder what the one that finished second, I wonder what his word or her word was that caused, that they missed.
Well, it said, let's see, there's no
figure. Exhibition.
Okay.
What is that? Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's one of them. So, hey, we got to run. Another week put in the books. Another grueling 2 hours here at Free Fire Radio. Please, if you can, make it to Pete Peterson's.
I've heard that on somebody else's show, another grueling. Oh, I think it's Armstrong and Getty. Yep, they go another grueling four hours.
I just stole it from them.
Okay.
Pete Peters ceremony today. Up at IGO at 10 or at 11 o'clock. A lot of stuff going on this weekend. Glowing Wilds last weekend. Colt 45s are playing tonight. And Hudson, you're going to get a flag.